Unless you have been living in a cave, in a jungle, you will be aware that the world is experiencing something different. Yes, COVID-19, certainly different, yet oddly familiar. You may also be frustrated by the fact you are having difficulty assessing what is true and not true with regards to this virus. They say, listen to the experts, but then change their minds because they do not actually know enough initially, at least on policy, to make fully informed decisions. But I am not writing today to debate this. Rather, I wish to talk about something I do know for sure. COVID has shown that when it comes to the potential of death or the loss of life of loved ones, humans will act to avoid this at all costs. Our fear of the unknown, or more specifically, our fear of death, is so deeply ingrained in our psyche that it, along with bad or confusing advice, will cause mass panic. There are things we can prepare for in life, and there are things we cannot. When it comes to COVID, or any virus for that matter, it's actually a bit misleading to say we cannot prepare for such things, because we can. As an individual, the best course of action to prevent premature death is to be healthy. Stay active and keep an eye on your dietary choices. For the average person, this means that your best bet, in general, to avoid premature death, aside from accidents, is to take care of yourself physically, mentally, and nutritionally so that your immune system is strong as it can be to fight off any would-be invaders. I've written about this before, stating that eating well and staying active is the best place to start, but maintaining good nutrition also means ensuring your body is getting everything it needs. If I walk into a doctor's office seeking nutritional advice, they may just provide generic information that might not suit me. Yet there is one thing you can do for sure. Make sure you eat your greens and take your vitamins. Brackets, the ones you actually need, not the ones the guy in the store said to buy. Brackets. So how do you start? Well, the easiest additions are vitamins and minerals that have consistently been shown across numerous studies to be good for you. These would be things like vitamin C, D, and iron, etc. And no, they will not cure COVID, but what nutritions like this do will help you and your body in better shape to fight off any virus so that you can worry a little less about premature death due to health issues. Fact, for COVID, the largest at-risk group are those considered elderly, average age of 65 plus. See the death rates for these age groups, also devastated spread when COVID gets into old folks' homes. For those who are younger, the number one risk factor is obesity, being unhealthy, essentially. So other than avoiding aging, brackets, which so far we cannot, brackets, your best bet for the current or next pandemic, because there will be one, is to consider these questions. Am I getting enough physical activity? Do I try my best to eat whole foods and a balanced meals most days, say 4 to 6 days a week? Is my body receiving proper levels of vitamins that I need for optimal performance? Bracket, as noted, start with C, D, and ensuring that you have proper iron levels. Beyond this, optimizing your body through nutritional can be complicated, requiring a variety of tests, trial error, and money. Supplements are expensive. Most of us should start with a good, balanced diet plan, but some of us may need a boost for whatever reason. Bracket. Unfortunately, some will find they have bodies that do not like to play nice, refusing to absorb nutrients correctly. Bracket. Vitamin C, ascorbic acid, is water-soluble. Bracket. You just pee out the excess. Bracket. It is a modest immune booster. It is readily available, and it is cheap. Bracket. This is why I say it's a great place to start. Bracket. Vitamin D, ergosiliferol D2, I know I can't pronounce that, and D3 is often considered a happy drug, as it can impact mood. The sun feels good, and is very useful for general health regulations. In a place like Vancouver, it is quite common to have lower than ideal levels of vitamin D, bracket, plus high levels of seasonal depression, bracket. However, in a place like California, you may get enough by just being outdoors. One thing to remember is you can take too much vitamin D, so be careful and look into tests for your levels first. Iron deficiency is common for a variety of reasons, especially in women. It can lead to weakened or anemic body, which in turn will mean a reduced immune system. One of my students said the best way to see if you have low iron is to donate blood, because they test it for free and will let you know. A nice perk for helping save lives. Though direct iron testing is readily available, simple and important, you might not even need to take supplements. It may be a simple matter of adding more protein to your diet. I am not an expert in these things. The last thing that can help really your immune system prepare to fight attacks is managing your stress levels. The easiest way to do this is to make sure you are getting enough sleep. While some 2.5% of the population hit the genetic lottery requiring 4 to 6 hours of sleep a night, most of us normal people need a solid 8 to 10. The amount of research on sleeping impacts immunity is so extensive it really is no longer theory but rather fact. Back to the other paragraph. I am not an expert on these things. Bracket. Probably one of the most used words these days other than COVID and stay at home. Bracket. But I am someone who has investigated these topics myself through primary sources rather than mainstream media. But I understand how daunting navigation of health and nutrition information can be considering all of the conflicting data. This is why I present the most basic, cheapest, and easiest ways to start that is also backed by more studies than I care to read. So in preparing for the next pandemic, rather than running in fear and panicking, ask yourself, have I optimized my body so that it has the strongest immune system I can have? Or are you just sitting around waiting to be told what to do when it is too late? Be honest. Written by Jonathan Fader and edited by Corey Owens.